1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Court appearance today for New York Attorney General Letitia James, charged in a case brought by the Trump Justice Department.
Letitia James is a dirty cop. You go after these people and they say how horrible you are, and yet I got indicted five times and impeached twice. Nobody says anything about that.
The president suddenly called off trade talks with Canada, and Prime Minister Mark Carney says he hopes they can get back on track.
It will be for the benefit of workers in the United States, workers in Canada's, and families in both of our countries.
The government says consumer prices rose 3% last month when compared to 1 year ago. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Some of the categories impacted by tariffs, like apparel, furniture and bedding, household furnishings, floor coverings, all of these categories are starting to show that prices are accelerating.
And the government says the cost of living increase for Social Security recipients next year is 2.8%. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The village of Weston is inviting residents to a listening session next week as they develop a bicycle and pedestrian plan. The plan will guide the future of sidewalks, trails, and bikeways in the area. According to a community announcement, individuals are welcome to share ideas, concerns, and priorities for the future of biking, walking, and rolling in Weston. The meeting will be conducted using Zoom and can be accessed via smartphone, tablet, or computer. Or you can join the meeting in person at the Weston Village Hall next Wednesday at 4 p.m. For more information on how to register for the meeting, visit the Village of Weston Facebook page. A garden and plant center in Merrill is hosting a plant and shrub auction this weekend. Plant Garden Center will auction off their remaining shrubs and trees. Half of the proceeds will go towards the Household Abuse Victims Emergency Network, or HAVEN, which is a nonprofit organization serving people who have been impacted by interpersonal abuse and violence. The auction will start at 10 a.m. at 1003 Center Avenue in Merrill on Saturday. Yellowbanks Park in Weston now has a new inclusive kayak launch and parking lot. WSAW reports the launch and parking lot are open to the public looking to explore the Eau Claire River following months of planning and construction. It features a transfer bench and rollers to help people in and out of the water, and a new parking lot next to the park features spaces for vehicles and kayak trailers. The dock will be taken out during the winter season, but will return for the regular kayak season. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a five-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series. And I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it. And you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
From the River District to the Capitol in Madison, WXCO is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation. WXCO.fm.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s and light west winds. Overnight, clouds will thicken up, will drop back into the lower 30s. On Saturday, some rain chances developing, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s. It's 39 at our studios.
Matt Nair on Air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are energy prices down? What about drill, baby, drill? Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, top of the Friday to you. Happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It's the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend. It's Anything Goes Friday. We have one guest in the third hour, and that's it. It's you and me all day, more or less. In the first hour of our program, the coup that finally worked, Mike Johnson has succeeded where the January 6th insurrection failed in turning Donald Trump into a king. I'll talk about that in a moment. Also, both Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney have announced that they are done with each other. And Reagan weighs in on Trump's failure, the ghost of Reagan. And what does Trump's tariff chaos cost America? Yep, inflation is up today. I'll let you know the details of that in just a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, it looks like Donald Trump's Justice Department released a lengthy Orwellian manifesto. This is kind of George Orwell Day. All 3 hours of this program are dealing with basically aspects of Orwell's 1984, you know, vision of America, of the world. It wasn't America, it was Britain, but yeah, actually it was Oceania, but you get the point. And apparently ICE can mess you up and you can't fight back. Plus, apparently, the FBI is now visiting the homes of innocent protesters under Trump's orders. More Orwellian Big Brother is watching you stuff. In our third hour, Kirk Bangstad is going to be with us, the, I believe, CEO of Minocqua Brewing Company, a beer brewer. The intersection of business and activism. And more Orwell, perpetual war. Donald Trump says land strikes could be coming soon to Venezuela. That in the third hour of the program. So a lot to talk about today. I want to kick it off, though. This is what amazes me is how the media does not seem to be covering this story at all. The House of Representatives has been out of session for more than a month now, officially. And this is illegal. The Constitution says that whenever either the House or the Senate is in recess for more than 3 days, it can only do so with the permission of the other body, you know, during a regular session and during the 2 years that it's supposed to be in session. So you can't go more than 3 days of recess or vacation or whatever you want to call it without the other body saying, OK, that's cool with us. The Senate has not said a word. The Senate has not said this is OK. Mike Johnson has been operating outside the law with the House of Representatives, as far as I can tell. I mean, if you can find it, I searched. I ran Google. I ran ChatGPT. I ran Perplexity. I ran a bunch of different, you know, has the Senate. Couldn't find a single instance of it. So, number one, it's illegal. But even if the Senate was to say, okay, it's cool, you can go on recess for a month. Why? Why is Mike Johnson doing this? Why has he recessed the House of Representatives for an entire month plus? I think it's fairly obvious, although, again, nobody in the media seems to be pointing this out, and I'm not sure why. I think it may be because they think that the government shutdown and the House recess are the same thing, and they're not. They're two completely separate things. In fact, they're unrelated to each other. The House went into recess before the government shutdown began. So what's going on here? This, in my opinion, is Mike Johnson handing king-like powers to Donald Trump. Let me explain. One of the principal jobs of the House of Representatives, of Congress in general, in both the House and the Senate, the first among equals, the Article I branch, is to keep in check, to hold in check the power of the executive, of the president, to prevent a president from behaving like a king. The founders wrote this into the Constitution because they had just dealt with George III. So here you've got James Madison, the father of the Constitution, writing in Federalist number 47, quote, "No political truth is of greater intrinsic value or is stamped with the authority of more enlightened patrons of liberty than that the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary in the same hands may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny." Here's Thomas Jefferson commenting on Madison's this was his comment on Federalist 48. That was from Federalist 47. This is Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence. Quote, "All the powers of government, legislative, executive, and judiciary, result to the legislative body. The concentrating of the point here, by the way, is that the House of Representatives ratifies the Electoral College votes. So, you know, the presidency is defined by the House of Representatives. The judiciary requires approval of the Senate and Congress, the first Congress, had to literally create the courts out of nothing. So the Congress is literally the first among equals, and that's what Jefferson's talking about here. He says all the powers of government, legislative, executive, and judiciary result to the legislative body. The concentrating of these in the same hands is precisely the definition of despotic government. And elective despotism, and he put those words in all caps, elective despotism was not the government we fought for, but one in which the powers of government should be so divided and balanced among several bodies of magistracy so as no one could transcend their legal limits without being effectually checked and restrained by the others. You get this? The job of Congress is to restrain the president from king-like behavior. So what happens when Congress is suspended? There's no oversight. You know, if Congress was in session, I think it's a fairly safe bet that somebody would say, hey, it looks like Trump is going to start tearing down the East Wing. There's bulldozers coming. We need to stop this. Let's hold a hearing. Let's publicize this. Let's raise some hell right now. But they were gone. Mike Johnson not only suspended the House, but he told all the Republicans, go back to your home districts. Take a vacation. Spend a month with your kids. Don't do a town hall. Don't talk to the people. I mean, he's been very explicit about that. But, you know, go have fun. Go to Disney World. Or, you know, on the government's dime, take a junket to Rome or something, you know. Go visit the world. So the consequence of that is that there are no oversight hearings to hold Trump to account. There are no oversight hearings to hold Kristi Noem to account or Tom Holman or ICE. There's no oversight hearings to hold Pam Bondi to account or even to ask her why for 8 years as Attorney General of Florida while Jeffrey Epstein was raping young girls, why didn't she do anything about it? Or why is she continuing to hide the Epstein, you know, documents? I mean, we've got, what was her name? I think it was Amy Wallace, who was the co-author with Virginia Giuffre of the of Nobody's Girl, her autobiography, coming out and saying that, you know, there's these names, these 20 men that they, you know, Bondi knows their names, Kash Patel knows their names, she knows their names. But, you know, Congress isn't there. They can't do anything. There is no authority. What Mike Johnson has done, and if he continues this, and if this happens frequently throughout the Trump presidency, what he has done is he has handed to Donald Trump the powers of a king. No oversight, no restraint, no control, no regulation, no public shaming, no public, you know, revelations. It's just, Donald, you get to do what you want. And if we continue to allow this, if he continues to keep the House out of session, you know, we might as well recall, you know, let's just change the United Kingdom of America instead of the United States of America, or maybe the Trump Kingdom of America. I mean, after all, he's building his Epstein ballroom. It's a clone of the throne room in the Winter Palace.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
He's soon going to have his own throne room where he can entertain billionaires at million-dollar-a-plate dinners. That's four, right? What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Right up there on the list of stupid. The president of the United States decided to lay off 1,000 people or so at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
They weren't laid off strategically. They were laid off haphazardly. J.D. Vance himself admitted that it's chaotic.
Nothing screams competent government like laying off the people who respond to Ebola.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
The house lights dim, the halls grow cold, the gavel drops. But no one showed. They said the fight was long since done. But tyranny don't need a gun. No smoke, no flames, no shattered glass. Just silence where the people ask. The mob had failed to break the door. Now the speaker's done much more. This is the coup that finally works. No battle cries, no flags that burn, just a quiet hand and a line that blurred. That's the coup that finally works. They shut the doors, they froze the floor. The people's house don't meet no more, and power flows with truth once stirred. That's the coup that finally works.
21 minutes past. That's the coup that finally worked. Mike Johnson succeeded where January 6th failed. It's amazing, just turning Trump into a king. Meanwhile, there is some pushback happening. A couple of days ago, the Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, who previously, by the way, just as a reminder, this guy used to be the head of the Bank of England, their equivalent of our Fed, and he was the head of the Bank of Canada, their equivalent of our Fed. This guy understands economics, right, really well. And he's doing a great job as prime minister. I mean, it's like, wow. And here is what he had to say, I believe it was 2 days ago, about Canada saying, okay, enough of this crazy, you know, we're just not going to deal with this madman anymore. Here he is.
But this process, this decades-long process of an ever closer economic relationship with the United States is now over. And as a consequence, many of our former strengths as a country, former strengths more particularly as our economy, strengths based on close ties to America, have become our vulnerabilities.
And then he goes through and he just lays it out. He says, we have this new doctrine. We're going to build Canada. We're going to diversify markets. We're going to rewire our supply chains. We're going to get shovels in the ground for ports, power, and housing. We're going to stop betting the national balance sheet on the whims of a White House. These are Dean Blundell's words, by the way, a Canadian reporter, basically, you know, summarizing Mark Carney's positions. And stop betting the national balance sheet on the whims of a White House that treats tariffs like a social media post. And then in, on top of this, there was some big sporting event, and forgive me for not following sports and not knowing what it was, but this ad that was running apparently Wednesday night that was put up by the province of Ontario, you know, Doug Ford, the famous Ontario premier who is a pretty big critic of Donald Trump's tariffs. They ran this ad. I'm going to play the ad for you. It's a minute long. It's quite amazing, and this is not AI. This is actually Ronald Reagan. Here it is.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
There you go. Ronald Reagan. America's jobs and growth are at stake. We can't have high tariffs, right? Now, setting aside the whole argument about neoliberalism, Reagan actually believed this stuff. I mean, he was all about, you know, knocking down tariffs, and he did. And so Doug Ford and the province of Ontario play this thing during the baseball playoffs, I guess, the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Is that right, Sean? Yeah. And Trump just went nuts. He goes on his Nazi-infested, you know, pathetic little social media site and goes, based on their egregious behavior, and then this is in all caps, all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. Yeah. Doug Ford, by the way, says, I'm a big Ronald Reagan fan. And then Trump goes off again. He says, Canada cheated and got caught. They fraudulently took a big ad buy saying Ronald Reagan did not like tariffs when actually he loved tariffs for our country and its national security. No, those were actually Ronald Reagan's words. It was a radio ad that he cut in 1987, you know, the next to the last year of his presidency. He was quite serious about that. One of the things that Reagan understood is that tariffs, if they're not done right, can lead to inflation. And sure enough, here we have, you know, the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. U.S. inflation picked up to 3% in September. Remember, Joe Biden had it down in the 2 range. They, you know, the Fed, Jay Carney, and the Fed's goal is, you know, 2%, 2.0%. And Biden had it at, what, 2.6, 2.7, something like that. Well, it's up to 3%. And it's continuing to go up. Food and gasoline led the rise, which are just whacking average working people. And, you know, they're starting to speak up about this. The cost of living now, this the new Reuters Ipsos poll finds that 40% of people said that candidates' position on cost of living will be the single biggest factor in their vote next year. 28% said the top issue was protecting democracy, but 40% affordability, which is the basis of Zoran Mamdani's campaign. Affordability is his key word. Democrats right across the board are starting to adopt this. Healthcare, food, housing, energy, this stuff has just gone nuts as a result of Trump's policies.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program right after this break. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, If you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zypah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zypah.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chris Mays of Clearly Confused Entertainment, and it's a bar band Friday night featuring Terry Barr's Max Inc. radio co-host, Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. This week marks National Forest Products Week, aimed at recognizing the role forests play in our economy, environment, and everyday lives. Paul Fowler is the director of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology at UW-Stevens Point. He says the third week of October is set aside to honor the forestry and forest products industry nationwide.
It's the third week of October when we sort of celebrate, acknowledge, recognize the forestry and forest products assets of the entire nation.
Fowler says forest products touch nearly every part of our daily lives.
You encounter these products every day of your life, right? From the tissue that you wipe your face with, or bathroom tissue, tea bags, coffee filters, clearly pulper, clearly paper, but also the disposable diapers, hardwood flooring.
He says forestry is especially important to Wisconsin's economy.
Forestry and forest products are probably the fourth largest manufacturing sector in the state. That means they make an enormous contribution to the state's economy, to the livelihood of tens of thousands of people, and also just the quality of life that we receive from our forests.
Fowler says the best way to celebrate Forest Products Week is simple.
Just think, be a little bit thoughtful about what you do during your day and sort of marvel at how forestry touches your lives. Even if you think it doesn't, it does.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News. Over the air and on the web, WXCO is your home for real news and great conversation for Wausau. Learn more at WXCO.fm.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s and light west winds. Overnight, clouds will thicken up, will drop back into the lower 30s. On Saturday, some rain chances developing, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 40.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
So much for all of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
He woke up raging, thumb on the phone, blaming Ontario in a furious tone.
Says Reagan loved tariffs.
Spoiler.
He didn't.
Now trade talks are dead, 'cause Trump got offended.
Oh, say, can you see? A trade war with a tree.
Carney's come. Trump's in all caps, you'll see.
Pilot some maple syrup meltdown, dripping down the feed. Carney's calm and steady, Trump's fueled by greed. Tariffs on pancakes, chaos in play.
He's fighting Canada on a Friday.
Big guy Ronald Reagan here, please let me rest. Free trade was kinda what I thought was best.
Fake ghost.
Deep state ghost.
Have some toast.
Reagan's rolling in his grave, trade deals he tried to say.
Say farmers cry, prices climb, steel town stuck in overtime. All for a tweet.
All for a show.
While the markets tremble below.
Cattle Canada, hold my beer. Trump's trade war shifting gear. Carney smiles polite and clear. We've got maple syrup and receipts right here.
It's a maple syrup meltdown, chaos and cheer. Another Trump tantrum. Same old. Trade, not tirades.
6 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM. What's up?
My pleasure, Tom. I do it every day.
Thank you.
And good morning to you. Thank you so much for the topic. I'm not hearing this anywhere else. I mean, if he'll tear down the East Wing just with no fanfare, well, you know, there's this building on Constitution Avenue that's not being used, this giant big waste of space. It has a dome on top of it. You may have seen it before. Mm-hmm. At what point is he just going to tear that down to build, you know, the Trump Crypto Institute of Maggot? Mentality or yeah. Or something equally insane.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I love it. Dude, you said it. Why is this lost on everybody that you don't have to, the government just dissolved itself?
Yeah.
When you have co-conspirators that have all the power, i.e. the Supreme Court, the Speaker of the House, in the Constitution, the Congress has evolved to its own rules, to its own, but the Speaker has way too much power as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, what
I
he
mean,
has
why
done,
is all that?
He's done it in defiance of the Constitution. The Constitution says he can't suspend the House for more than 3 days without the Senate approving. The Senate has not approved. And I'm guessing that the Senate may not approve. He may not get 50 votes in the Senate for an approval. And, you know, people like Rand Paul, I mean, there's some contrarians over there. So Mike Johnson is doing this illegally. He's shutting down this government, and I believe he's doing it to stop any semblance of oversight over Donald Trump. Everybody says, oh, it's all about the Epstein files. Well, of course, that's part of it. But I think it's much larger than that. There's no oversight over Trump tearing down the East Wing of the White House. There's no oversight over Trump killing people in the Caribbean. There's no, or Caribbean, or however you say it. There's no oversight of Trump, you know, imposing tariffs. Unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution says only Congress can impose tariffs. That's before the Supreme Court right now. Now, you know, there's just no oversight happening whatsoever, because Mike Johnson has suspended Congress and sent all the Republicans home. And it's wrong. It's not how, you know, this is exactly the nightmare that James Madison and Thomas Jefferson talked about. It's exactly
well, didn't
that.
Didn't Russ vote Didn't Rutherford say it would be a bloodless coup if the Democrats allow it?
Yeah, and yeah, you're absolutely right. Although Donald Trump said that when I started deporting people, it was actually going to get bloody. So we've got both, James. James, I got to move along, but thank you. That was a brilliant rant. Great to hear from you there in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you, John in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I'm out in rural Indiana now. So I'm John Bartlett. I'm running for state representative in District 33, which is between Muncie and the Ohio line.
Mm-hmm.
And want to talk to you a little bit about some rural issues. But like the biggest one, I think right now we need to be focused on is the data centers that are going in. These data centers, like the one up in New Carlisle, which is between South Bend and Michigan City, that's the biggest data center in the country right now. It's an Amazon data center, and it is pulling 3 million gallons of water for coolant, for the processor coolant, out of the Kankakee aquifer daily.
Wow.
It uses,
that's got to be altering the ecosystem of the aquifer, right?
Oh, big time. The people's wells are drying up, and what they can get tastes funny and smells.
Holy cow.
The other thing about those is that these things, this one data center up there uses the electricity of 1 million households, which Indiana only has 2.6 million households. So it's like using 40% of the power a day. We can't keep up. Our electric bills are going up because the state legislature has approved us to pay more, the consumers to pay more for the electrical upgrades, and not the people, the data center companies that are going to require this.
Oh, they're buying it at wholesale. You guys are all paying retail.
Oh, yeah. And then the other part of that is that they are, they approved us to have modular nuclear reactor development go in, also on the dime of the consumers.
Wow.
But these things, when they go in, if you don't know what they are, they're like submarine-sized nuclear reactors that they're going to build a bunch of them in our cornfields, which they're up to 300 megawatts. In capacity. If these things are running at 300 megawatts of capacity, they use 4 million gallons of coolant water a day. And they're probably going to be pulling that out of our aquifers as well. And
you guys are going to start having crop failures in addition to droughts.
Exactly. It would turn us into a desert.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're going to be hit up on our you know, we're going to be poor as poor can be because they're going to suck it away. And I mean, we've already seen a 25% increase in our electric bills this year.
Mm.
And I don't know how much more that we're going to see.
Yeah, we just saw 17% here in Oregon. That's one of the reasons why Louise and I put solar panels on our house. And we're having more batteries installed actually on Monday. John, give us the URL for your campaign. You know, let people know how they can find out more about you or support you.
Sure, it's bartlett4indiana.org, and four is the word F-O-R,
okay.
bartlett4indiana.org.
Two T's?
Two T's.
Yeah, okay, great. And in the future, when you call in, I've got here that you're in Indianapolis. What city should I put in?
Put Hartford City.
Okay, Hartford City, you got it. John, thank you very much, and good luck on your campaign.
It's, all right, thank you.
It's absolutely great that you're running for political office. We need more people with the courage to do that. Thank you. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
Happy Indian summer.
The trees just this week are all changing color, at least, you know, around here near the Columbia River.
Yep, same here. That last guy you had on there, they're doing that in Apache Junction, too, down in Arizona.
Yep.
With those data centers and, you know, water.
Yep.
But the reason I'm calling is King Charles met with the Pope, and I think it's some Knights Templar stuff. He probably said that Putin, Netanyahu, and Trump are like the demonic trinity antichrist, you know. And
wouldn't it be interesting to know what their private conversation was like? I mean, you know, when I met with the Pope, there was Pope John Paul II. You know, we were in a private room, and it was very brief. I mean, it was probably, you know, three or four minutes. But You know, they bring you in and you shake hands and or kiss his ring if you're Catholic, and have a little conversation, and then you come out. And you know, I'm wondering, and I'm guessing, you know, King Charles III had a more extensive conversation than I did, and they prayed together, which is kind of cool. But I'm just it would be fascinating to be a fly on the wall in that meeting.
Yeah, my uncle Harvey met the Pope, John Paul. And also, I was hoping that, what was it, the 88-foot flag, white flag poles that Trump put, you know, and all weird about. Mm-hmm. I think that represents the neo-Nazi North and the Confederate South. Mm-hmm. And to fight it, we need to have AOC and that Pac-Man kid run for president, I think.
David Pac-Man?
The kid. Yes, I think he'd be a wonderful vice president.
Yeah, David's a good guy. He's I've known David for years. For people who don't know, David Pac-Man has a show on YouTube. Used to be on Free Speech TV. Not sure if he still is, but he's doing some stuff over on YouTube. Hunter, great to hear from you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. And the data centers are coming to Oregon too. By the way, they're building them all over the place. 45 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind?
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your Anything Goes Weekend calls. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
They were it. That's the ballgame.
Adrian Klenz is executive director of the Center for Deafblind Persons. Those cuts, those programs would be rolled into something else. Is there a group deafblind children could be folded into?
There is no other program. Those 7 individuals have the specialized training to help those with dual sensory loss. There's no one else in the state of Wisconsin that has that training.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, you're talking about the Federalist Papers. I've been, you know, reading once again that Federalist 69 talks about the characters of the the real characteristics of the executive, I think, mm-hmm. is how it's titled, the real character of the executive. And twice in that chapter, Hamilton carefully points out that the president is subject to punishment and disgrace. He further points out there's not one particle of spiritual jurisdiction in the presidency. And he mentions repeatedly that the president operates in concurrence with Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that bracketed, that Federalist 69 is bracketed by Federalist 67, where Hamilton was trying to assuage the fears of the anti-federalists that the president was going to become a Oriental Asiatic despot, you know, mm-hmm. similar to like Putin or the guy that runs Saudi Arabia right now, and right. have his, you know, cross surrounded by minions and mistresses, which of course Trump is, you know, has an army of murderous janissaries, which Trump does. And in 75, as you're aware, where he talks about a president might, you know, betray the interests of the state, you know, by aid of money, foreign powers and foreign money coming in, that for his own self-aggrandizement. And what is that? What is this ballroom other than something, a temple to Trump's ego?
Sure.
I mean, from my understanding, from what I've heard, it's patterned on what he saw. What the czars had over in Russia.
Yeah, in the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg, there is this giant room. It's called the throne room, and there is a throne at the far end of the room. And the czars would sit on that throne, and foreign potentates would come in. And Putin has sat on that throne and entertained foreigners. And, you know, for Trump, it'll, of course, be a little, you know, platform or a stage. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he'll put a throne at the end. But it's a complete clone. I mean, right. It's got the same colonnades down the sides. It's got the same double chandeliers down the middle. It's got the same inlaid ceiling. I mean, it is a clone of the throne room in the Winter Palace.
And how does that ascribe to American character? Where, yeah. if you're going to have this truly American, it should reflect American character, not that of an Asiatic despot. Is what.
Yeah. Well, and apparently the one that Trump wants to build is about 5% larger than the one in the Winter Palace. So Trump will be able to say to Putin, mine's bigger than yours.
Well, that's about all that's bigger in Trump than
Putin's got. Compensation much? Yes, I understand, Mark. All righty, Mark, thanks. That was a great
rant. Thanks, brother.
Great to hear from you. Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom? I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Busy this week.
Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of like miserable weather, but otherwise, all's good.
Yeah, I like to mention who built the Trump Tower. Fat Tony Salerno, the head of the mafia.
Yep.
His company built the Trump Tower. So I just wonder who's working with the East Wing.
Oh, that's a good question.
And another thing.
You know, Trump, the company, if I could interrupt you just for a second, Gar, the company that's doing the demolition is just getting all kinds of crap on their website and on social media and stuff. They are being hammered. Back to you.
And another thing, too, you know, as far as, you know, Trump reminds me, you heard about that guy who was going to shoot up Hartsfield Airport, right? Mm,
yeah.
And you heard about that?
Yeah, he got arrested before he was able to do anything.
And you see how he got busted, right? His family told him. I think Trump is that same guy. He's telling us, please stop me. Please stop me. And nobody will stop it. I think he's crying for help. He really is, because he's doing some crazy stuff. He's crying for help, and nobody's going to stop him.
Could be.
I think he's that guy. But at least that guy's family turned him in.
Yeah, that's not going to happen with Trump. His family's, I mean, you know, his son, Eric, just became a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, but I think the American people is his family.
Yeah, and that was money from the United Arab Emirates after Trump gave them all those NVIDIA chips that you're not supposed to give to anybody. And, I mean, it's just, it's crazy, these guys. They're the open corruption, the grift, you know, if, I mean, these guys were hysterical that Joe Biden's son, you know, took $1 million a year from that natural gas company in Ukraine for being on their board. That had the Republicans.
They're begging to be stopped.
They wanted to shut down the government over that. I mean, you know, and now you've got Trump's son taking $1 billion, his son-in-law taking $2 billion. I mean, it is just
in your face too. In your face.
Yeah, no,
it's to be stopped.
They're giving us the middle finger, Gar. They don't care about the American people. You know,
no,
they're getting rich.
Stopped, but nobody will stop them.
Yep. Mike Johnson shut down Congress is the only thing that could stop them, and Mike Johnson shut it down. And I think he shut it down on Trump's instructions. If Trump wanted Congress open, it would be open. This is on Trump's instructions. Mike Johnson shut down the House of Representatives. This is my rant today at HartmanReport.com. And so that Trump could do this kind of stuff and him and his family could get away with this kind of stuff. Gar, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Yeah, spot on. You nailed it. Thank you. Mark in Panama, Central America. Holy cow. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Just fine, yeah. I only have about a minute and a half, though, Mark. I'm sorry. I hope you have a quick one.
I'll go. It's more than quick, but so I'll jump right to the point. Had a funny story to tell in addition. But somebody had asked the question earlier, and you didn't have an answer earlier in the week, why governors in blue states cannot stop the tax flow to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And you're correct, they can. I am a tax guru. I've owned tax businesses for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that we, the people, can do, especially because it's November. Most people get refunds. If they fill out their W-4 and just stop the federal tax, don't stop doing state tax, please, they'll probably still get a refund. It'll just be less of one.
Mm-hmm.
You can also owe $1,000 and not be charged a penalty. So mm-hmm. that way you're borrowing their money instead of them borrowing yours.
Interesting.
And if we could do this, and I can go into it, I can give me an email or I can call back another day. We really can do the, you know, we the people can do this.
Yeah, it would take a fairly widespread effort, but I get it, Mark. I get it. Mark, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thank you. I didn't know about the $1,000 without a penalty. And, you know, it makes sense that November, you know, being toward the end of the year, that you could, pause your withholding. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. We'll be back on the other side of the break with hour two of Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cindy Greening is with Chippewa Valley Indivisible. Maybe I missed the meeting notices. Have you been to these Antifa meetings, and did you get your George Soros check and I just missed it? I get a feeling this is more like regular Americans than paid agitators.
Nobody's getting paid. They're there out of their commitment and love for this country. We want to stand for it, bring back the values where everyone is taken care of and included.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
Yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend.
You're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New York Attorney General Letitia James pleads not guilty to charges in the bank fraud case brought by the Trump Justice Department.
I've heard from just about every jurisdiction in this nation who have said stand up and be tall. And never, ever cow down or back down.
President Trump suddenly ended trade talks with Canada. White House advisor Kevin Hassett.
President Truth, something that reveals his frustration with the actions and postures of the Canadians through months of negotiations. We'll see how it goes.
An anti-tariff ad surfaced in Canada that used Ronald Reagan. Defense Secretary Hegseth says six people were killed in a U.S. military strike on a suspected drug-running boat in the Caribbean. CBS's Ellie Watson.
Last week, we saw the first two strikes in the Eastern Pacific. So not only is the timing of these strikes expanding, but also the location.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.